ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोऽचार्यमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So today we will discuss on the glories of Srila Jayadev Goswami. And if we have some time, we can also discuss on the glories of Kashishwar Pandit. Jayadev Goswami is very much known to have written the very famous poem Gita Govinda. And the first section of Gita Govinda is the Dashavatar Stotra that every morning we sing from that for glorifying Lord Narsingadev. Tavakara kamala vare nakham adbhuta shringam dalita hiranyakashipu tanubhringam keshavadhrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. This actually is taken, Srila Prabhupada took this from Srila Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, the first section being Dashavatar Stotra, and just like it says Keshavadhrita Narahari Rupa, similarly there are many verses which describe about all the 10 incarnations. Keshavadhrita Meena Sharira, meaning Matsyavatar. Keshavadhrita Vamana Rupa, about Vaman Dev. And Keshavadhrita Haladhara Rupa, which is Balaram. And that's how we know the 10 incarnations of the Lord. And of that, the 8th incarnation is not Krishna, but actually Balaram. Many people say these 10 incarnations are incarnations of Vishnu, and Krishna is the 8th incarnation, but actually it's Haladhara Rupa. Balaram is the 8th incarnation of Krishna. Krishna is not the avatar. Krishna is the avatari, the source of all the avatars. So all of this information we get from Srila Jayadev Goswami, and we'll discuss on the glories of Srila Jayadev Goswami and how Lord Chaitanya used to love to hear from Gita Govinda, from many other poetries of Srila Jayadev Goswami. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Jai. So, Srila Jayadev Goswami, his poems so wonderfully describe Lord Krishna's pastimes with Srimati Radharani that Krishna himself, as Lord Chaitanya, he would swoon on hearing them. Srila Vyasadev, he compiled the Vedic literature 5,000 years ago. And since then, many great devotees have created their literary works following the conclusions of Vyasadeva's writings and the scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version and drawing on their own realizations. Srila Jayadeva Goswami was one such pure devotee. He appeared in 12th century where he composed Gita Govinda, one of the greatest Vaishnava classics of all time. This is almost 300 years before Lord Chaitanya appeared. Srila Jayadev Goswami was there. He was born in a village in West Bengal of Kenduli, which is in the Birbhum district, in the same district as Ekachakra, Lord Nityananda's birthplace. And his father's name was Bhajadev and mother is Rama. And it's not much is known about his early life, but people say that he was a great Sanskrit scholar even at an early age. And from early age, he was inclined towards spiritual life. When he was very young, Srila Jayadev Goswami, he went to Jagannath Puri after visiting Vrindavan. From here he went to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan. And in Puri, he married a girl named Padmavati, who was very much devoted to Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. And in that association, he also developed deep love for Lord Jagannath. And inspired by the beauty of Jagannath Puri and Lord Jagannath and his mood, of his such a merciful mood, he composed Gita Govinda, which quickly became the joy of the Vaishnava community there. Because Gita Govinda was composed with such devotion to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the deity of separation. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, their eyes are so big and they never blink. In ecstasy, their arms and legs went inside while they were hearing the pastimes, their own pastimes, in separation from their devotees. Therefore, it's a very merciful form. And in Gita Govinda, Srila Jayadev Goswami very nicely encapsulated this mood of separation. And there are many such pastimes of Srila Jayadev Goswami. In fact, it is said that one time Gita Govinda became so famous that the king of that of Jagannath Puri, Gajapati Purushottam Dev, he became openly critical of Jayadev Goswami, and so much so that he posed a challenge, because the king, he considered himself to be a master poet on par with Jayadev Goswami. And he, because Gita Govinda was becoming so famous, the king himself said, I will compose another Gita Govinda. And he created Abhinava Gita Govinda, meaning new and contemporary Gita Govinda. So one day he called his advisors and asked them, I have written this new Gita Govinda, Abhinava Gita Govinda. Please circulate this work widely. And I want this work to become more popular than Jayadev's Gita Govinda. And the king's advisors, they started reading this Abhinava Gita Govinda. And after reading, the advisors said, my dear king, this is preposterous. They started ridiculing his attempts. It's impossible that this Gita Govinda can compare at all with the Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda. It's like comparing a lamp to the sun. Please, don't do this. But the king was relentless. Nope. Go ahead and spread this far and wide. And soon a controversy came. And the king's priests, the Brahmanas loved Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, but king was pushing his Gita Govinda, Abhinava Gita Govinda, so much that the Brahmanas said, okay, let Lord Jagannath decide which Gita Govinda is best. So they placed both manuscripts before the deity of Lord Jagannath for the night. And then they said, we'll close the door. And next day morning, Lord Jagannath himself will decide. So, next day when the devotees came to greet Lord Jagannath in the Garbhagraha, they found Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda was clasped against Lord Jagannath's chest. And the king's manuscript, it was scattered all around the floor. And then the decision became clear. This Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda is very, very dear to Lord Jagannath. And since then, this Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami is sung every day in the morning. In fact, the Lord is woken up with the Gita Govinda of Srila Jayadev Goswami in Jagannath Puri even till today. Till today, we can see in the Jagannath temple, if you come just outside the main temple, we'll see the pastimes of the, in fact, even inside the temple, from inside the temple, you can see the pastimes of the 10 incarnations of the Lord as described in the Shavatar Stotra. And the beauty is all the incarnations of the Lord have the face of Jagannath, but the body of that incarnation. So we'll see Krishna and Balaram in the body of Jagannath and Baladev. In the face of Jagannath and Baladev, but the body of Krishna and Balaram. So it's a very wonderful depiction of Gita Govinda there. And his Jayadev Goswami's, his fame, because of this, spread all across India. And his work was being recited and was sung in every major temple, every royal court, and his work became so popular that even, in 15th century, even before Lord Chaitanya came, different schools of classical Indian art, they began to render Gita Govinda more than any other religious texts, more than Bhagavad Gita in one sense, more than Srimad Bhagavatam. Gita Govinda became so popular, even though the essence was taken from Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Gujarat, the first manuscript, it said, was produced in 1450. Then the next significant Gita Govinda series was painted in 1590. And even now, if we go to Prince of Wales Museum in Mumbai, this particular Gita Govinda series that was painted in 1590 is still available. But Gita Govinda, we should not mistake it. It is a very, very high illustration of intimate details of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada would often caution us that we should not try to understand, we should not try to artificially imitate the manuscripts of Gita Govinda. In fact, neophyte devotees are forbidden from reading such intimate details between Radha and Krishna until we come out of the bodily platform. Prabhupada would say, first try to understand that we are not this body, we are the soul. Then we can understand these higher subject matters. One time, one businessman hosted Srila Prabhupada in Allahabad, and Prabhupada and the devotees were staying there, and this businessman was also very pious, and he said, "Prabhupada, every evening, can you please speak on Srimad Bhagavatam? And I will invite my friends, and there'll be about 40, 50 people every day." In their backyard, he had a swing. He had Prabhupada sit on the swing and speak, and all the devotees would come and hear. And it went on for a week or so. And then on the last day, the host asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you have been speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, and you're just speaking on, the philosophy, and we are not this body, we are the soul. We understand that. And all of us here, we know all these things. We want to hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. When will you speak? It's almost a week now." And Prabhupada said, "No, this is very important. Basic understanding we should have." And the host said, Yes, we understand. I mean, we are from India. We know all these things about philosophy, and we are not this body, we are the soul. But we want to relish the pastimes, intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna from a pure devotee like you. Please, please tell us these intimate details. We are qualified to hear." Prabhupada said, "Well, you may be qualified to hear, but I'm not qualified to speak." And he did not speak, because he understood that it's not just theoretical. Only when we understand the implications, the distinction between body and soul, can we really understand the interactions between soul and soul, between Radha and Krishna on the platform of pure love rather than on the platform of lust. Otherwise, we will always misinterpret things on the platform of lust. And so Gita Govinda, in that sense, is very, very high. And it was inspired by Lord Jagannath through Srila Jayadev Goswami. In fact, his work became so famous of this that even Akbar wanted some, illustrated manuscript for Gita Govinda. One time, there are many such traditional stories. Before we speak about Akbar, one story is very accepted generally as very authoritative. One day, Srila Jayadev Goswami, he was composing a very sensitive section of Gita Govinda. He was describing Krishna's relationship with the gopis, especially with Srimati Radharani. And he was hesitating to write because he meditated deeply on what he had written and became very concerned that maybe I've gone too far in describing the exalted character of the gopis. Maybe it's coming from my mental speculation and imagination rather than the spiritual inspiration. Because he would just feel connected with his soul and with Lord Jagannath, and then he would feel that he's being inspired. But this, when he wrote this one particular section, he became a little concerned. did I really go too far in this? Because what he had written, it seemed to represent Krishna's position as being, in one sense, subordinate to that of the gopis. And he was thinking, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can I write that he is subordinate to the gopis? And so much so that I was inspired to write that Krishna bows down to touch the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Whoa! And his hand immediately shrank from the page as soon as he wrote that. And he hesitated, how can I commit such an idea to writing? What kind of audacity I have, oh my God, to put such thing in black and white, like write it and so many people will read it. And am I really doing the right thing? So he said, let me take a break. I think I've gone too far. He put his pen down and he, of course, at that time, pens used to be with feather tips. And he said, let me go take bath in the Ganges. He went there in the hopes that maybe there some inspiration would come to him and maybe some sense will come into him and he will get a different direction to write. Nowadays, people talk about writer's block, and all this writer's block is coming from the mind, and they go to a secluded place on the beaches to get some inspiration to write something. But this was the spiritual block, spiritual writer's block, which comes from within the soul. So Jayadev Goswami, he went off to Ganges to take his afternoon bath, and he left his wife Padmavati behind to cook the offering for deities. And then after some time, he came back, and he went over to his desk. He found the sheaves of palm upon which Gita Govinda was written, and he picked up his pen, and this time, very confidently, he wrote, Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram. Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram. Which means Krishna bows down his head to the lotus feet of Sri Radha. This time he wrote very confidently, and he sat down, he took prasadam prepared by Padmavati, and after his prasadam, he said, okay, now I'm very happy, I'll go outside and come back. And he again went back. Then he came back again, and he said, oh, I've come back. Now, please, I'm feeling very hungry. Please give me some prasadam. And Padmavati, his wife, was perplexed. What? You just ate so much prasadam just now, before going out. He says, and Jayadev Goswami said, no, I didn't go. I didn't come back. I'm just coming back after taking bath from the Ganges. And his wife explained everything, what had happened. And when he heard his wife, he ran over to his desk and went to his book and saw that there in wet ink, the verse that he had thought of writing before he had gone to take bath in the Ganges was written there. And then he understood, this must be Krishna himself who came in disguise of Jayadev Goswami and very confidently wrote what he was thinking in his mind. Dehi Pada Pallavam Udaram. Krishna bows down to his head to the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And seeing that verse, he said to Padmavati, it's a miracle. See here, what I told you I was reluctant to write, that has been written here exactly as I thought of it. And then tears of ecstasy started flowing from his eyes in rivers as he understood the mystery of what had just transpired. He said, Padmavati, you are the most fortunate. Look, Krishna himself has written this line, Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram, and he has accepted prasadam from your own hands. was Krishna who came and did this. So this Gita Govinda was very, very dear to Lord Jagannath, to all the devotees, and because it was inspired by Krishna himself, even the great, even Akbar was an admirer of Gita Govinda, and he said he wanted a special manuscript with drawings and everything, illustrated manuscript, drawing in a form of drawings and paintings of Gita Govinda. And that manuscript was done in Mughal style, which is like a merger of religious and cultural things, but with the subject matter of Gita Govinda. And of course, in that illustration, Radharani is depicted in a typical Mughal dress and things like that. But the moods have been tried to maintain there. But again, these are very, very high works. Then later, Jayadev Goswami, he became a court poet of King Lakshmana Sena, who was the king of Bengal in the 12th century. And then because of Jayadev Goswami's, because the king of Bengal recognized Jayadev Goswami, Gajapati Purushottam Dev at that time became very, very, felt insulted, and he resigned from his post in Puri. And this Gita Govinda, after he passed away, he left this world, the words of this Gita Govinda were inscribed on the doorway of the Jagannath temple in Puri. If you go in the Jai Vijay doorway of Jagannath temple, this Gita Govinda is written. And for us, Gita Govinda is so valuable because it was fully appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, so much so that he used to have Gita Govinda read to him every night before he goes to sleep. And because Lord Chaitanya was pleased with Jayadev's work, it is considered to be very, very auspicious. In fact, Srila Prabhupada states that Jayadev Goswami should be recounted as one of the Mahajans. There are many great Mahajans. Mahajano yena gata sapantha. Srimad Bhagavatam says we should follow in the footsteps of the great souls, Mahajans, like Brahma, Narada, Prahlad, Shukadev Goswami, Vyasadev, all these different, the four Kumaras. There are 12 Mahajans, and Srila Prabhupada said Jayadev Goswami is also a Mahajan. Still, if you see Jayadev Goswami, even though he has written such a high work, he is still very careful because he does not want his readers to mistake these loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna for some lusty exchanges. Although many of the materialists, they read it for as a lusty exchange, and then they give this as a proof. Look, in the Vedic literatures, even your great poets, they were so they had such erotic messages and poems and things like that. Even though they don't understand, this is a very, very high level of devotional classic. This is completely on the spiritual platform. These are spiritual relationships, and material relationships are just a perverted reflection of this. So therefore, to prevent these kind of misconceptions that may happen if we read Gita Govinda just on its own, many of the Vaishnava devotees throughout history, they have given their purport to Gita Govinda so that we can understand what is the importance of this Gita Govinda verse, this Gita Govinda. That's why everyone says, first read Bhagavad Gita before you can even go to some esoteric pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And even then, one requires, we should read it under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master who is coming in disciplic succession. And otherwise, we will completely misinterpret the teachings. In fact, Prabhupada, in his purport, he has written that these esoteric works of Jayadev Goswami and others like him should be read only by liberated souls. So if we consider ourselves liberated, then that's fine. That's still not fine. It's not enough for us to consider ourselves liberated. But if we are honest and we understand we are not yet liberated, we should not unnecessarily, without guidance, read Gita Govinda. Just because today we glorified Gita Govinda, you know, we should still tread with caution in reading such texts. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to incorporate something from Gita Govinda, and so he incorporated the Dashavatar Stotra, where Jayadev Goswami reminds everyone of Lord Krishna's divinity. And before he gets into the esoteric pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he tells about how great Krishna is. Look, he is the source of all these 10 incarnations, Dashavatar Stotra. So that is very much essential. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, day and night in the company of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear with great ecstasy the songs of Vidyapati and Chandidas, as well as a drama composed by Ramananda Rai. He also used to relish hearing the Krishna Karnamrita and the Gita Govinda. In his introduction, Jayadev says that Gita Govinda is a scripture describing the intimate pastimes of Sri Radha and Govinda. It may be worshipped and served by those who are extremely qualified in devotional piety. For those who are constantly remembering the pastimes of Sri Hari within his mind, Sri Jayadev has composed this divine poetic song glorifying the Lord's internal pastimes. He requests the topmost spiritually advanced soul to hear it with gravity and attention. So this is the glories of Srila Jayadev Goswami and the wonderful... we should therefore, before we hear Gita Govinda, we should take shelter of the holy names. And taking shelter is something, taking Sharanagati. That's very important. And then these pastimes will be revealed. Nama Rupa Guna Leela. Once we attentively hear the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hear it attentively. Then, when the Harinam Prabhu is pleased, he will from within give us the inspiration of his form. Krishna's form will be revealed through the holy names. And then when the chanting progresses little more, then through the holy name, Guna, the qualities of the Lord will be revealed. And then finally the pastimes of the Lord will be revealed simply by chanting the holy name. As soon as we chant, suddenly, while we are hearing the holy names, we will be revealed the pastimes of the Lord. then we can consider ourselves qualified to hear Gita Govinda. But first we have to take shelter of hearing and chanting the pastimes of the Lord, glories of the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in awe and reverence, just like a person who is hanging on a cliff. We have to take shelter like a person takes shelter of the vine which is holding him when he is hanging on a cliff. We have to hold on to that vine until someone comes and picks the vine up. Similarly, we are hanging in this material world, and we have the vine of the rope of hearing and chanting. We just hold on to it as much as possible until Krishna is merciful and he starts pulling us up through that rope. That is taking shelter. If we leave the rope thinking, oh, no one is coming, no one is picking the rope up, what's the point of me holding on? And we leave it, we fall down. We have no other choice. We just have to hold on to it, and eventually Krishna will come, Guru will come, and they will lift us up through the rope, as long as we don't leave the hold of it. And that spiritual strength we will get by hearing and chanting the holy names of the Lord. So we can, we'll end here, and if there are any questions or comments, we can take now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all close to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for taking up this topic. Thank you for very wonderful class. So Prabhuji, I have one question that is there any lecture series on this Geet Govind by our ISKCON gurus?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there are lecture series, but I know that there is. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. I know there have been lectures on glories of Srila Jayadev Goswami, but I'm not sure of any lecture series on Gita Govinda by our devotees of ISKCON.
So is this mentioned on ISKCON Desire Tree, this Gita Govind?
ISKCON Desire, Gita Govinda mentioned in ISKCON Desire Tree?
Yes, that is my question.
Yeah, I'm sure it must be. I'm not very sure. But,
because I tried to find yesterday, but I could not find.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think if you do a quick Google search, you will see Gita Govinda on ISKCON Desire Tree also, and on the internet also. It is there. In detail.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Mataji, are you Ishwar Kumari Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I am Lakshmi. Mataji, Nitai Sevni Mataji has series on Gita Govinda. Maybe I can post it in the Bhakti Sangha Japa group.
Yeah,
but it's in Telugu, I think. But she sang very beautifully.
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Thank you.
Hari Bol. Sorry, Prabhuji, to interrupt you.
No. Thank you very much. I didn't know about any of the lectures on Gita Govinda, so thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji.
Personally, I'm afraid to get into Gita Govinda myself, so I'm not sure if I would recommend anything. But yeah, thank you for sharing.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas, this is Damodar Ananda Das from Bloomington, Illinois.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna
Prabhuji, thank you for telling us the glories of Jayadev Goswami. I was waiting, wanting to listen to it for a long time. And the mention of the Narasimha Aarti that we do, coming from the Dashavatara prayers. Govinda
yes,
is a very elevated scripture. It's not recommended for devotees like us. So, absolutely. That's why I think it's not there on Iskcon Desire 3. And Prabhupada never recommended that scripture for us. So thank you, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhupada, you mentioned about Akbar's role in Gita Govinda. I didn't fully understand what was his role. What did he do for promote Gita Govinda? Akbar, you mentioned Akbar to promote Gita Govinda. You said King Akbar tried to promote Gita Govinda. So
yes.
Could you... Yeah, what exactly he did, I was not very sure about that.
He actually created paintings. He had people create paintings on the verses of Gita Govinda, depicting Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So the
okay.
poem... Gita Govinda is a poem. That poem is written in words, but he created paintings. He ordered to create paintings on each of those verses.
Okay. Great. Yeah, thank you, Prabhupada.
So then people were able to, you know, even common people were able to understand by just seeing that.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. And that's where Radharani was depicted in a form of Mughal painting, right? Mughal style.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, what is the name of the king who wrote the Abhinav Gita Govind? I missed that, Prabhu.
He is Gajapati Purushottamadev. And, they are considered to be the king of Puri. They come in their lineage. And he was one of the ancestors of King Prataparudra.
Okay, thank you.
King Prataparudra was the king at the time of Lord Chaitanya. He was a very devotional king. Does that answer your question,
Prabhu? Yes, Prabhu. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for a wonderful class. Prabhuji, I just wanted to know a little background on Jayadev Goswami prior to him writing these wonderful works. So, how did he become a devotee, or was he already an associate of Krishna who was born on earth to reveal his pastimes to us?
Yeah, he is considered, Prabhupada says that he is one of the Mahajans. So, he is a devotee of Krishna already. But very little is known about his previous life. Except that he was a great Sanskrit scholar, and he was also spiritually inclined. He was born in Bengal, West Bengal, near in the Birbhum district, in the same district where Ekachakra is, Lord Nityananda's birthplace. And he also, he then went to, he was inspired by devotees in Bengal, and he went to Vrindavan. He associated with devotees there, and then he came to Jagannath Puri. Finally settled there, he married his wife Padmavati, who was a resident of Jagannath Puri and was very devotional to Lord Jagannath. And from there on, he started his devotion to Lord Jagannath and started writing Gita Govinda like that.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? If not, we can end here today. Vancha kalpataruphyascha kripa sindhu eva cha patitanam
bhavanebhyo
vaishnavo namo. Hare Krishna.
Anand Koti Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His great adoration, Prabhu ki jai. Thank you.